Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Wait a minute. You ready?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, girl.
After you sexy thing looking grown.
What's up, mama?
Talking like she will when I know she won't.
No, you won't, girl.
Whisper in my ear that she can take me on a long ride. Till she grab me like, come on and dance. And then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend call her, let him know. She proceed to let me know. Then she holler out, let's go.
Let's go,
cause I got what you need tonight.
She's looking good with that t-shirt and her pants.
She's on go. With them panties on, and then she started to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend called her, let him know. She proceeded to let me know.
Whoa, wait a minute, stop.
Let's go.
Let's go,
cause I got what you need tonight.
She's looking good with that t-shirt and her panties.
She's
on
the go.
No need for me to figure out what I gotta do to get you back to my house. Yeah, baby, you know, I'm so real. What is this, deal or no deal? I get you high like you wanna expel. Cloud nine, this is how the fresh fail. I'm not bragging, I know that I can get it cracking. Are you down for some action? Cause I can beat it up and have you call me Joe Jackson. And this shit go, jumping off on the first, don't make you up unless you do it to every Joe you know. So if you ready, come on and
let's go.
Live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. You need to stay in and keep it locked all day, every day, all through the week, Monday through Friday. But Friday we get the live because it's crazy all day long. You understand what I'm saying, man? 6 o'clock on the dot is where the liveest place is at on Friday, man, because I know you out there trying to get in the club, trying to do what you do. This is 4th of July weekend fireworks, and you about to make fireworks with that lady, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? We do it, and we do it the best, man. Definitely want to shout out our sponsors, Ohana Shop, man. You want that icy ice, that bling bling, check them out. Also, today's show sponsor is B. Palmer. B. Palmer, man, check him out. He got a new video out. Go to The Real B. Palmer on Twitter. Follow him. And also make sure that you check him out on YouTube, B. Palmer. He's from hailing from the VA area, and he's definitely doing this one to support what he got in this movement. And you know what I'm saying? That was the song right there, love you long time, you know what I mean? So he's definitely going to be playing it again in the show. And you know what I'm saying? We got some hot or not, you know, new music, you know what I'm saying, out there, because you know what I'm saying? We're giving you stuff that the commercial radio ain't going to give y'all, man. And definitely shout out to Capital Customs, man. They sponsors for our shirts that we did, you know what I'm saying, the Lust Girl shirts. And you know what I'm saying? Check out Google. You know what I'm saying? www.google, you know what I'm saying? Check out Google at GoogleFutureGuru100 on Twitter and ask them about the shirt. You got the link and everything. Or log on to www.lustradioonline.com. You know what I'm saying? Lust Girls International is a crazy movement. After we get all the girls with their shirts and stuff, man, we're going into the calendars. It's about to be retarded, man. The movement is crazy. Lust Radio is working on a big, big conference. It's going to be going down in the DMV, man. So DMV artists, man, get yourself together and make sure that you guys call in a few seconds, because we're doing a Twitter roll call. So tell us what you're doing, what state you repping, and tell us who you following on Twitter and why. Call in right now at 347-826-7722. And I got the hostess with the most. It's my boy, boy, Future Ghoul, representing the Irvington, New Jersey area. What's goodie, fam?
Yeah, Russ. You already know, it's Jersey in the building. I'm out here working. So we're gonna keep the show rolling, you know, in case I drop. Everybody else got to stay on, so... You already know, brother got to do what he got to do, 9 to 5 in it, all day with my own thing, though. You know, I 9 to 5 on my own, so I'm out here helping and getting it in, helping community service. Shout out to Lust Radio Online. Shout out to Lust Girls International. The only B Palmer, man, his promo is crazy right now. Boy, he's working hard. You already heard the first single that we rocking with, and we rocking with his whole mixtape. So I just want to say thanks to everybody that's following him, because we told him to, because that's how this thing works. And we got more for y'all to check out, man. Lust Girls International, man. I can't say much more. You know, I got a couple of shout-outs for the girls involved right now. Shout out to Miss Caramel Ty on Twitter, Sierra LaShawn on Twitter, Chocolate Misses on Twitter, Celeb Brittany on Twitter. You know I got to shout out Ebenisha. You know I got to shout out the one and only K-Star Beauty. Cookie, where you at? You know, because we getting it in all day. Shout out to Genius and Bugsy. That's the team right there. And you better follow RT Squad today on Twitter, because it's real easy to do. Hit that button, at RT Squad. You know, the show is live. Lush has got it on lock. Killer Kel, a.k.a. Future Guru 100, got it on lock. And we out here, man. It's a real, y'all have a real safe holiday out there, party, but you know the police is out there. So all my real niggas that's listening, keep your foot off that gas pedal so heavy, because you know they're going to be pulling over. You know they're going to be checking you for alcohol in the car. Think first before you drive. Don't drink and drive. Yeah. Yeah, Les.
That's what it is. Definitely, man. And shouting out all the Twitter fam out there that's definitely kind of keep us on lock on Lush Radio Online. com. Make sure you're joining, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, we here. You know, shout out to Champs Golden Standards, Part 3, Monty 588, Imagine, Candy Rain, World Sexiest Mod, C_NN_G, Jamal of JMP, Let's Radio Online, and that's Milky Bar _Kid. Shout out to Kevin _ANR, that's a capital A and an R, _Shine. So make sure you follow Kevin Shine. Also, shout out to Black Bobby, 0227, MDiesel 434, China Doll Lane on Twitter. Shout out to Cirque Music. Shout out to Brown Girls with a Z. Nicholas Cage, DBXXL number 1. And Nunique, NIQUENYC, and Sedan, and you know, the whole squad up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You already know what it is. And I think we got our boy Bugsy live in the middle. What up, Bugsy? What's good?
Yeah, what's good, everybody? You already know what it is, man.
What's good, Bugsy?
What's good, Guru? You know, man, just chilling, man. Actually, just
You know, got my love. I know you're pulling the boat out, man. Talk to us, man. Do we got to take a flight to get on the boat? How's it going down? We'll take a flight to get on the boat. How about that? I'll drive fast to get on the boat. How you want to do it, man? Well, I got time to get the boss.
Yeah, well, actually, this weekend, man, I'm not really, we ain't really doing the boats, man. I actually got invited to this nice little beach house event, man. I actually was fortunate enough to get in contact with some wealthy people in the last year, you know. So I'm actually going there, you know, present my little proposal for my LLC, thanks to Lush, you know, putting me onto the game, and just, you know, work on my sponsors and everything else like that, man. So I'm going to have a little fun, you know, but, you know, still business at the end of the day.
Wow. Yeah. That makes me happy as hell right now. And, you know, all I can say is that I am so proud of you, Bugsy, and I'm going to give you some Lush Radio love.
Uh-oh, so Jay got his first clap. Yeah. You already know, man.
I'm so proud of Bugsy.
I gotta give it to Lush, man, because, you know, Lush is wearing off on me, man. She got the kids trying to make it official now, you know, putting the stamp on it.
Yeah, you got to put the stamp on it and mail it to yourself. You got to make it official, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just proud of you because, like I said, you know, I want all of us to be successful in whatever we do. So, you know, we just got to take care of that business. So I'm really proud of you, Bugsy, for real.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats out here is real lazy, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to go out there and do what they need to do, man, to get that stuff done. But you going out there and doing that, so I'm proud of you, Bugsy. I feel so emotional right now. Like, tears is coming out. I can't stop. I'm so emotional. I don't know what to do with myself.
Man, it's all about making moves, man. They got to listen and learn, man. Listen and learn, man. You know?
Correct.
That's what we do around here, man. Networking and making it big. We don't network with peanuts, man. We eat peanuts.
Yeah, man.
We don't do them little small networking things, man. We try to do big things on the networking level, man. That's what it should be about. Why you want to network with peanuts all the time? Come on, man.
Who said we don't do that, man? For real.
Yeah, man. Step your game up.
You better
make me call you out, because I will. I will call you out.
He's pulling cards tonight.
I'm gonna be easy though, cause I'm working. I'm looking. Yo, I got a good 360 view right now, and I'm in Newark. So, yeah, picture that. Man. I'm happy. I'm good.
I'm extra excited because, like, tomorrow I will be out of here from the DMV, and I will be dropping down in the New York City area. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in the city ways of Bronx, and I'll be in Brooklyn also. You know what I'm saying? If you guys want to do any business or connect with me live, because, you know, you want to actually sit down and talk to me and let's talk some business, hit me up, you know, on Twitter, or I'm actually throw my number out there. Hit me up at 240-468-2571. Call me. Let me know what's good. Let's get some business done. You know what I'm saying? Or email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We can be in New York and get it cracking, man. You know, it is what it is.
Tell them one thing about that link you put up. I want to tell them about the link to the shirt and the link to the website.
Throw that out there, man. That's why you have to
call
with the boss, man.
Yeah. And before I get off this phone, because I'm going to be real wrapped up, before I get off this phone, I want to talk about the link that's on lushradioonline.com. Once again, that's lushradioonline.com. Now, when you go there, scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see the beautiful model that we got with the Lush shirt on already. And you can check and take a pic. It's going to have two options, $25 for you ladies that just want to support the show. By all means, support the show. And for the models that want to step it up into the promo world with us, networking, making it happen, getting it in, and not be a slowpoke and learn how to get money, then you can take the second option, which we call the super promo package combo, and you're going to get the shirt, you're going to get your bio on your own specially flash design website, courtesy of Lush Girls International, courtesy of Lush Radio Online. I just want to know one thing. Who does this, yo? I'm only going to ask that one time. That's it, because I'm not even going to say it again, but that was the question. I need y'all to think about it. And, you know, it is what it is. A lot of people loving this already. They clamoring for the shirts. The shirts going to go like hotcakes. Everybody just getting a feel for, like, what we really do. They see what we do now. We've never been about this talk. We put it into action, man, as soon as we talk about it. So you niggas, I'm pardon me, but you won't never know because we ain't going to talk about it too long before it happened, man. We're going to talk about it and do it. That's why we have team meetings, man. That's why we have our meetings, man. Let's do this, Lush. Let's do this. Conference call. Yeah, business meeting, staff meeting. Call it what you want, man, but I bet you we take action after we all hang up while y'all go to sleep. Yeah.
While y'all sleeping, we moving, man. Let's radio all out. We ain't playing no games, man. Shout out to Mike Theory, man. Make sure you check out Microphone Bully, man. Microphone Bully each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock, man. Make sure you check them. They got the crazy graphics and everything over there on that side. Make sure you support their whole movement, too. You know what I'm saying? And they definitely get it popping out there. Shout out to Pastor Torch. Shout out to DJ Instinct out there. Shout out to all my New York DJs. Shout out to all the DJs out there, man, because, you know, we got to respect the DJs, man, because without the DJs, you know, you remember that song, Last Night, a DJ Saved My Life? Sometimes a DJ saved your life. They can either destroy a party or they can make a party. Or they might can make that song, play that song that could have been a memorable moment for you. You know what I'm saying? You might have not got that dance with that chick, you know, that you really wanted. That DJ and play that song, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the DJs out there, you know what I mean? That's what it is. That's what you're on. And you know, there's so many things to talk about. You know what I'm saying? 4th of July coming up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting ready, everybody excited, you know what I mean? It seems like everybody is going out of town nowadays, man. Not that many people are staying, you know, in town. If they in the DMV, a lot of them, I've seen a lot of people going out of state, you know, going out of town and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, man. Make sure that y'all safe, you know, out there in the game and everything like that. And it is what it is, but, you know. And I'm just feeling like, you know, really excited today, you know. And I just have to send this out to the people, man. I'm like, once again, you know, I don't try to reiterate this, but some of y'all need to stop being greedy. Stop being greedy. You know what I'm saying? DMX said stop being greedy. I said stop being greedy. Goo said stop being greedy. Stop being greedy, son. Pay for your promotion. Pay for your promotion. If you don't invest in yourself, what are you going to do, pimping? Get it together,
man.
Put that blunt down.
Put that blunt down, man. Smoke after you come up. Smoke after you come up, man. Knock it off.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Don't you try to come up and sell some CDs first.
Well, we about to go into this DMX joint, Stop Being a Greedy, and I got some other little joints we're going to play for y'all guys tonight on Lush Radio. We're going to talk about a different things, but you know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Keep it on lock, man. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself. We'll be right back in a quick check. Kiss it.
Head wide open, begging me to stop. walk around and up my bike. Check it out. When the sun is up, the gun is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Stop,
stop, stop. The cage with the buckshot. Daggers, you've been lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drop, and another, gun pops. Going through you, hit your mother. We left it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause fucking with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers.
And if you're in the Jersey area on Sundays, you know that it's always popping at Jersey Girls, Jersey Girls. But you got the hottest ladies doing their thing. They so soft. They so soft. I might even go check it out, you know what I'm saying, this Sunday, or I might be there next Sunday. You never know, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be live in the New York area. Woo, we here. Let's Radio Online, man. We turned up. Some of y'all need to really stop being greedy, man. Why are you so greedy? Why don't you just share the wealth, man? So many people fighting each other over money and everything. Like, there's so much money out here to go around, you know, but we so much trying to fight each other and stuff. Why we can't all eat? Fellas, why we can't all eat, y'all? Why we can't all eat? Why can't black people work together? That's the question of the day. Why can't most black people work together and do business together? Please tell me why.
They're greedy.
They're greedy.
Wow. They're greedy. That's all you can say. They're greedy, man. They want it all.
They
watch too many movies.
This is what I understand about us as black people. I love my black people to death. I wouldn't trade them for anything. But check it out, people. We got to work this out, man. You got Hispanics. They come in the building, and they can have like 1,000 families, especially the Mexicans, man, and live in one crib. You know what I'm saying? It could be water, like, flowing all around in that joint. They don't care. They lay on mattresses, man. They don't care, son. They be having birth on them joints and everything, man. They don't go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? They be having like 50 babies in that joint, son. And they all like work at McDonald's, son, or a construction job. And they put all their money together. They don't worry about if this dude going to sleep with. He's like, come on, Holmes, you know what I'm saying? You can have my wife if you want, you know what I'm saying? Just be gentle, you know? They be doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? But they don't, you know what I'm saying? Black people are like, oh, man, you going to touch my chick, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, he might make more money than me. You know, you can roll up to your hood and drive a BMW. And then they want to scratch your car, take your rims and all that stuff. Why we can't live? Let a nigga breathe, man. What's really good?
Mm-hmm.
Why a nigga can't breathe?
Mm-hmm.
Why we so much of a crab in the barrel, man? I thought we had advanced this stuff. It seemed like when we was in, when we was segregated, it's like we was working more together than when we was unsegregated. When we started being able to go to Macy's and stuff and all the little stores and stuff we couldn't go to, we like hell with a nigga. Hell to the nigga.
Yeah. Now you want your own table. Instead of having a table with the rest of the blacks, you want your own table.
Mm. You want your own table.
You want your own table.
Yesterday, niggas get comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too comfortable. Too greedy. Yeah.
Too greedy, man. Too greedy. You know? And how much of success is success? You know, what is true success? Is it true success to the point where you alienate everybody in the world? You know what I mean? You alienate the people that's been there for you, you know, so you can become an aristocrat or quote-unquote better than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And I find that a lot of our people, you know, forget where they come from, but is that part of change in your life? Do you have to become a different person in order for you to better yourself in life? How y'all feel about that?
Wow. Oh, that's real deep, Lush. I got a question, man. What would it take? What if you came up? Would you start being philanthropic? Would you start donating? Would you start a foundation? I mean, it depends. Like people could get in that mode if they come up and they still not even forget their family first. They just like, well, I got to do me before I can even help my family. Like I don't even know like how that would work, but me myself, I just say take some time and think about it. Get your accountants together. Get some people in your corner that can help you with the money situation. If you get blessed and if you get favored for that, man, get yourself in position, man. Like you know, I heard Mary J. Blige on TV this morning talking about she got a whole team around her. Like she said, matter of fact, she said. She don't, her brain don't even think that fast. She said she got a bunch of people around her making the good decisions. That's it. That's what I like to hear, man. That's basically how it works. And that's Mary J., somebody that got longevity in the business. She coming out with her own cosmetics, coming out with her own sunglasses. You know, that's teamwork right there.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, though. Like, as a black person, do you have to become a different person in order for you to succeed? Like, you know, do you have to actually strip yourself of who you totally are in order for you to be totally successful? That's the question.
I mean, it depends on what you're doing at that point in your life. If you ain't doing nothing to head towards that beneficial or the goal, yeah, you're going to have to change. I mean, if you're already in that movement, then you're straight. But if you ain't doing what's needed, then yeah, you definitely have to change.
Nah, I mean myself, I would like to say that if I understand this like situation now, people do look at it that way. I mean you can actually tell who leave the hood and never come back, but I don't think it takes you got to change. I think you could do it all and remain yourself, like remain true to yourself. Like people actually, you know, need to think about that question. That's real serious right there. Like me, I kind of know that I'm kind of grounded, and I done seen a lot in my lifetime to make me say, you know, I probably stay in the hood. I probably basically do the same kind of things I'm already doing, like and still reach out to the community. So I'm a community person. I was brought up like that. So I mean, I'm thinking community service, man. I don't think you got to change, man. Stay true. I don't think you got to change.
You don't think so? If you're a person that's basically, you know, doesn't know how to talk to people and you don't like know how to be a social person, do you think a person like that is going to make it in this type of business that we're in?
Nah, I don't think so. Nah, I don't think so. Because who would you trust? Who would you trust? I mean, you can't trust too many people, but you got to trust some responsibilities to somebody.
I mean, if they not a sociable person, they would have to get somebody that is in order for them to represent them and stuff, you know? Because, you know, people want to feel personable with people in this industry and stuff. But what I'm saying is, like, in order to get a certain job, they say in society, they say we got to dress a certain way. You got to look a certain way in order to get a job. So you can't go into it like a corporate job interview, as they say, society says, we can't go there with no afro. You know, we can't go in there with, you know, our hair all over our head and stuff. What if that's our hairstyle? You know, well, we have to change in order for us to be successful. Is that true or false? You can call it right now, 347-826-7722. Do you have to change your moral actions and who you are in order for you to be successful? Call in 347-826-7722 and tell us what you think about that on the show. You know what I mean, too. Sometimes I don't think you need to totally change, but I think sometimes you have to adjust yourself and be able to adapt to the situation, you know.
Yeah, you gotta be flexible if you want a good job out here. You gotta be flexible, man. If y'all, for those who are out there doing the 9-to-5,
Yeah, you can't just walk in that you can't just walk in that office, you know, with that gear on that you gonna rock to the club. You gotta change, like they're gonna ask you, are you going to the club after, like, you know? So I mean you gotta have some corporate ethics. That's like corporate policy. Like they got dress codes when you try to work in a corporate environment. If you want to go work for Nestle in the corporate office, you can't wear the same thing to work that you wear to the club. You gotta wear what they require. They have business meetings. They have standards, like policies. And if you represent that company, you signing on to represent that company when you fill out that paperwork to get hired. You signing on. Just like if you get a record deal, they're not gonna let you wear any old thing. They're not. They got people for that. They're gonna say, yo, what the fuck you wearing? What you doing? I mean, that's really the game. That's the game. So everywhere you go, if you want to get signed, if you want to do this and that, yeah, you're gonna have to follow the policy. Like, that's the key word right there. If you're gonna follow the policy or not, like. If not, you might as well be an entrepreneur. Then you can do you. Hey,
shout out to the guests in the chat room, and shout out to Brown Sugar. And then Brown Sugar said that, yes, she believes that, you know what I'm saying, that to a certain extent you got to change. You know, you need to have a certain level of professionalism, you know, yes, when it comes to business, you know, and which is true, you know. People do have to have a certain kind of professionalism when it comes to business. And shout out to our sexy mommy, one of our Lush Radio Girls International, Miss Caramel Ty, in the chat room also. Shout out. Make sure that you follow her on, you know, on Twitter. She's real hot. She's one of our other spokesmodels. It's Caramel T-A-I on Twitter. Make sure you follow her and follow all of our hot ladies on Lush Girls International and stuff like that. So, Caramel Tyler in the chat room, do you feel like you need to totally change yourself when it comes to, you know, being successful in life, you know? We want to know. We want to hear from the people, you know. Do you have to totally change who you are? Yes, there is a certain sense of professionalism. But, you know, what are society standards when it comes to, you know, getting accepted for a job, you know? If I wear too much rings on my finger, does that mean that I'm ghetto? If my nails are long, does that mean I'm ghetto? Does that mean I don't deserve the job, you know? You know,
well,
I know you can have your pants sagging all over the place and stuff, but still, let's play devil's advocate. Should that be a judgment on who, on how, why you get the job or not? You know?
Yeah, if they don't allow it, you ain't getting it. If they don't allow that, you ain't getting the job. So it ain't even gonna be open for discussion. They gonna make that decision. You make that first impression, and then you come in the job sagging, they're gonna address it anyway. Most companies don't address that anywhere, so it's like definitely something to consider. You got to do the right thing out here.
Keep your morals together when it comes to business and stuff, but make sure you keep professionalism at all times. You want to be professional. The main thing in business is respect, and you always want to have respect, because when you have a lack of respect, that's when problems occur. So you always want to keep some kind of respect when it comes to business, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean you totally have to become totally snobby and stuff, but you do have to be able to adapt to situations, just like the 48 laws of power states, and just like Who Moved My Cheese. You know, in order for change, sometimes you have to be able to adapt to different situations in order for you to make it through it. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, disown who you really are in order for you to, you know, don't try to act super bougie and stuff to hang with the Joneses and stuff and then end up, you know, being broke at the end of the day, you know. You got to pace yourself out here, you know. You know what? And when we come back from this song, we're going to talk about living outside of your means. Because a lot of us black people live outside of our means trying to keep up with the Joneses. So we're going to talk about that in a quick second when we come back, people. Stay tuned and locked to Lush Radio Online. We want to shout out B. Palmer, who is the sponsor for this show today. So make sure that you guys definitely check him out also. And we doing a lot of things on Lush Radio Online. The Lush Radio girls are going to have their Lush Radio Girl shirts, and we're going to start working on calendars. It's going to be crazy out here, you know what I mean, on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go through some music, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online, and we're going to be talking about living outside your means, man. Get your money up and get it together.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga. So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
How you want it?
Let
your own mind on it like a hole. So
we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the
knife,
nigga.
How do you want it?
So
we can take it to the hands,
anyway,
nigga.
Anyway,
y'all niggas want it.
You can
catch meth mashing,
pass the cops around.
Uh-huh.
No class.
D-Lo.
Juicing
like a peach drip right up your chin.
MateoPhoto.com, and I'm rolling with Lushy and Lush Radio Online. Go check it out.
This your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. I'm in the DMV. I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all is juicy like a peach, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all real juicy out there. Shout out to the juicy people out there. Live on Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you want, what you need, man. We officially put a stamp on it, man, you know what I'm saying? And if it's official, then we'll put a stamp on it and mail it to you. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. You know what I'm saying? Hot or Not Friday's always giving you what you want. We're talking about leaving outside your means. Why do us as African-American people sometimes live outside our means? Bill Gates, you know what I'm saying, has a lot of money. He shops at Walmart. You know, he takes the kids to Walmart. Like, why do we shop outside of our means? Why do we OD? Why we got to hop a whole fleet of cars? Who driving all them cars? Let's talk about it. Why you got midgets on your neck and you can't feed your kids? That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And on the Twitter check-in, we got at Future Google 100, at the real Bugsy, Lady Loves Bugsy, at Caramel Tie, Miss Caramel Tie, and shout out to Brown Sugar. It's Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure you check her out and support her. You know what I'm saying? We live on the Twitter check-in. We got a caller from the 347, and we're going to open up the lines again. We're talking about living outside your means. But real quick, let me tell you what Caramel Brown Sugar said. Brown Sugar said in the chat room, she said that she believed that we are black folks and we already prejudge often and we only have one time to gain one impression. So when sometimes it's important for us in interviews that we should keep our A game tight. Make sure your image is presentable and good taste. You know, so make sure that you know, anytime you go for a job interview, anything, you know, this job market is crazy right now. Make sure, you know, you got that one chance to make that first impression, man. That could might be that situation where, you know, are we going to put table on our family or what? You know, we trying to feed our family and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, come on. You know what I mean? Let's get a good crack. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Nicholas Cage, man. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Bad C. You know, he's doing his thing. He just had a hot new video. He's doing his 1-2, so shout out to Nicholas Cage. Shout out to Jean Grey. Jean Grey, need to stop faking and come on the show. I love her to death. Love her. But, yeah, so we back in the building, man. Why do us as black people live outside of our means, man? We're going to go ahead and open up the caller. Caller 347, what's goody, man? State your name and where you calling from, fam.
Yo, it's your boy Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Bad C, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige. Yeah. We're in the building. We're in the building. Brooklyn's in the building. Stand up, baby. Okay, but before we get into all that, I like the topic that you got going on, and I'm going to break it down for you why we live beyond our means. I think that it's a subconscious thing because, you see, black people, we were kings and queens, so we're used to having the best and nothing but the best. It's embedded in our subconscious. You know, Bill Gates is, no disrespect to white people, but Bill Gates is, his history, they were probably in the cage, like with the bats and beating Shorty over the head and dragging him by the head. We were kings and queens. We was too fly for that. We was too fly for that. You know what I'm saying? We had Cleopatra sitting up there with her Queen Latifah crown on. You know, with the Ankh, and you know, we just used to that, baby. Come on.
Wow, you know, this is the stage always got to come in here with some craziness. You know, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah. Follow me. Follow me at Nicholas Cage for more. Like, I go in, man. Nicholas Cage. Not Nicholas. Nicholas Cage. Yeah. Follow me. I've been on the road all day today.
he's gonna be giving us more info and update about stuff that he's doing also, because he had a brand new video. I think he also had Talib Kweli in the situation. So we're going to talk, and Mimsu, so we're going to talk more about that in a few seconds with him. But, you know, Boo and Bugsy and guys in the chat room, why do us as African-American people, why do we live outside of our means? Why do we have to have a whole fleet of cars? Who's driving all them cars? I just want to know. Talk to me,
Guru. Talk to you. Oh, I mean, you know, basically, I'm going to speak from experience. I never really tried it like that because, I mean, I was, like, kind of blessed, like, to, you know, be smart about certain things. But I think my first reaction to that question is just because people like to impress other people. Like they're not comfortable with themselves until they impress somebody. Like, you need to go ahead and try to love you first. Go try to love you first, you know, before you start going on a shopping spree. And you know, for some chick that's only going to be, like, liking you, you know, while you hot, man. I mean, you got to think about that. Are you really hot with all of that, without all of that, or with all of that? Are you hot without it? Like, I was hot without it. I was hot before. Yeah, because when you think about it like that, I know I was. It's not like I think I was. I was hot before all of that, you know.
But
so,
you know,
I mean,
what, fam? When you take it from that aspect, I feel that. But what about like the let's say it's a dude, he never had nothing. He got his family, they've been poor forever. He wins $1 million and now he just wants to give his family everything they never had. So they live it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can have $1 million, but everybody know $1 million ain't a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially now, you know what I'm saying? Because when you buy a house and cars, then you got still have the money coming in to do maintenance on those things because everything's appreciated. You know what I'm saying? So what about that dude? What about the dude that, you know, like, it ain't for chicks and, you know what I'm saying? It's for the family and make sure that they have everything that they never had.
Yeah, that's a good point about living above your means because then at that point it should be a family meeting with somebody that's got some accounting skills about who can afford what. I mean, you got to start using common sense when you get some money. If you don't, you're going to be broke. So I got that part of what you said. Like, if people want to support their family and live above their means and they can't afford it, then they still trying to impress their family for the wrong reason. So you got to be smart about, like, having a family meeting. Who gets this month? You got to wait for yours till some money accumulate in the account. Because if you put your money somewhere where it's accumulating interest, everybody in your family should understand that money makes money. Money makes money. Like, if you spend it, it ain't going to be nothing to make more money. Like, you got to be, like, have a little bit of common sense when you get money and put some people in your corner that know how to stretch that money, like, make that money work.
Right.
If you ever hear anybody say, my money makes money, if you ever hear anybody say that my money makes money, then that means they got a lot of money in the bank already getting money. Like, and believe me, trust me, I used to work in a law firm, like, that had, I had access to different accounts, like, just looking at it, not no numbers, just looking at paperwork, filing paperwork and stuff. But you could tell, like, I'm going to give a prime example, like, somebody like Oscar De La Hoya, who got money laying around, $200,000 here, $500,000 here, $600,000 here, that's real money, making money.
Yeah, CDs,
like,
get you some CDs,
you can't deny that.
I want
to hear what Bugsy got to say about this, man. You want to say something to this, Bugsy, after this convo?
I mean, they got some good points, you know what I mean? As we can see, you know what I mean? It all comes from different aspects of how you look at it, you know what I mean? There's a reason for everything. But I'm going to throw my little thing in there, and I'm just going to say most of the time what it is, everybody want to be in that up-to-date circle, you know what I mean? Want to be able to say they got this, you know what I mean? And sometimes that shit get in the way and cloud their judgment. That's them people that, you know, depend on what other people say for them to get by, you know what I mean? Those are the people that really can't.
Yeah.
You know, got that mind strength to really sit down and be like, yo, this is what it really is. This is what it got to be. They're so used to wanting to be in that crowd when people are like, yo, I got this. They can be like, yo, me too, this, that, you know what I mean? But they don't know that shit you're doing when you were a kid. Oh, I just got the new Hot Wheels set. Yeah, me too. You know what I mean? Like that, you know what I mean? But when you were a grown-ass man, they'd be like, all right, nigga, you got that. I'm going to get something different. Grown-ass man don't want the same shit somebody else got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to all my people in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Diddy, you know what I mean, in the chat room. Shout out to Caramel Ty and Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure you support them in their whole movement, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you follow my boy, Nigga List Case. You like the word Nigga List Case?
Yeah, Nigga List.
I like that.
We got another caller live on the line from the 216. You know, it seems like we got the Ohio live in the building. I wonder if this is Y.LoyalV or I could be wrong. What's goody?
But up. This your boy.
What up?
Y.LoyalV. Is this Y.LoyalV in the building?
Yeah. This the boy. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
Why you calling us sounding like you a thug, Y-Dot? What's wrong?
I thought it was a jack move coming in the building.
Yo, what they say, thug play sales.
Yo, you know, you gotta get your butt up, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, salute to OHJ too, man. Salute, man.
I love Y.LoyalV. Hey, Y.Dot, man, you know, you want to speak more on what we just talking about why we live outside our means as African-American people?
Shit, you know, because we want to be like everybody else. That's why. I mean, nobody got that sense of entitlement to be like themselves. You know, we the type of people, we get a $500 check, we got to spend it until we negative $25 in a hole. every penny goes.
You know what?
Every penny.
Like, real talk though, you gotta blame like society, like, it's programming. It even goes down to music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit that's shoved down our throat every day, pause, no gaga. But this type of stuff is programmed to us every day in the videos. Like, you'll see Jay-Z in the video with the new iPhone. Oh, my God, I got to go get that. Or you'll see you'll see him with his feet out the window with some LeBrons that with a color that they ain't even invent yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, be like, it's just how it is. It's how it, and this shit is programming and it's cross marketing. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than us. It's bigger than us.
But you know what? Second though, listen to this. It's all branding and brainwashing. It's subliminal messages through the television and through video, right? Because an average person, if they never showed a commercial, go to the movie theater, right? We sitting there, you might have had, got it the getaway and threw all your snacks in, and you told Big Mama to get the big bag, and you're sure to get your big bag, you're going to throw the goods in, because I ain't buying nothing. You know what I mean? I ain't buying nothing. So, you know what I'm saying?
People doing that tonight, going to see the Avatar.
He's doing that tonight.
So you go on the food shit and stuff. So you sitting there, you chilling. You like, yo, we ate all. Well, say you went on a date, y'all, and ate already. So you hoping that shorty don't want no popcorn or no kind of stuff, right? So you sitting there, you like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They start seeing the popcorn, all of the fresh, refreshing, you know, all this stuff. Subliminal messages. You wasn't thinking about popcorn, but that intrigued your mind and your senses to go and get popcorn. You know what I mean?
I'm taking shorty to the corner bodega first. I'm going to get a 2 bags of wide potato chips and the quarter water, and we're going to watch the movie.
Not the quarter. Yeah, the quarter water is like $1.25 now.
I'm going to try that one day, man. Remember Half Baked when Dave Chappelle only had, like, how much he had in the movie?
He had, like, $8. He had, like, $8.
I was like, no! And he made it work, too. My son made it work, too. He could afford a bag of weed.
Hey, actually, though, I mean, this is a good-ass topic, because if you think about it, though, like, you got the individuals, you know, we stay in the bootleg era. You'll go bootleg an album. So you won't have to pay full record sales for it. But you'll go spend your last money on a pair of J's.
Right.
What? Where they do that at?
Right.
Are you seriously?
But don't get it twisted, because a lot of them niggas got the Fugazi J's, though. They should come out the back of the truck. You know what I'm saying? Now free J's.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on now. Like, some of them can't afford that, though. But check it.
Jordan was facing the other way.
wait, what's that famous line? These ain't come out yet.
Hold on, real talk, though. I asked the gentleman, right, because, you know, Jay-Z is promoting the whole Ace of Spades thing. Before that, it was Chris Style, but, you know, they said the racist statements and stuff, so they stopped doing that, right? But it's a whole movement, right? So he's promoting the Ace of Spades. Now, mind you, if Jay-Z wasn't promoting Ace of Spades, who would have had when they got this bottle of liquor, right? You know what I'm saying? But he's promoting it. So in a club, it's $1,000. $1,000 is a bill. It could be several bills for $1,000. It could be one bill or a mortgage. You know what I mean? In the liquor store, it's $300 for that bottle. Now, you want to tell me that you want to get a bottle just because you want to have status quo for that night? When you know
that's all day. You know, I'm gonna save up all my money, and I'm gonna go cop that bottle, and I'm gonna be the star for that night, but I'm gonna be hurting for the next month.
But the crazy part about it is after you cop that bottle, the bad bitch that's over in the corner that you trying to impress, after you finish with that, she's standing there with her homegirls. Her homegirls like, girl. Wait to see if he get another bottle. If he gets another bottle, then holler.
If it's just one bottle, like that booty ring go to the roof.
Yo, so you gotta have two bands. You gotta have two bands to get in.
Hold that thought, fellas. If you're just joining us right now, you're logged on to LushRadioOnline.com. Hot and Hot Fridays, man, you know what I'm saying, giving y'all new music, giving y'all, you know what I'm saying, music from the past. And we got, you know, Hot Cast on the line, you know, talking about different. We got Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Bad C, you know,
BK
in the building. And we also got Guru, representing Irvington, New Jersey area. And we also got our boy Bugsy representing the Boston area. And we got our boy Wild Out Loyal B, you know what I'm saying, from Ohio. And I think we got my special guest live in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? We got our boy, the one and only. I think we got Elder Sensei from the Artifacts in the building.
Oh, I think so. Salute. Salute.
Yo, that's Cal?
I'm literally in the cab right now. I'm in Manhattan right now. I'm about to jump out this cab in a second, but I hear what y'all talking about.
What's good, man? L?
Salute.
Shout out to the Swamp King, baby. This Guru, baby. Shout out to the Swamp King.
What's good, yo?
Yo, this is Future Guru 100, Ellis Sensei, man. Glad to have you on, baby. Shout out to the Swamp, baby. Chill Tree,
glad
what
to
up?
Be on. Glad to be on.
Yo, L, yeah, yo, L, this Bad C. This Bad C, my nigga. Yo, I remember listening to Stretch and Bobbito back in the day.
Wait, is this D Bad C?
D Bad C, baby.
Not Bad C.
AKA
Trust me, I know your music too, brother.
What up, bro? Yo, real talk though, like later for me, man. Like I was listening to you on Stretch and Bob recording every Thursday, baby, from 1 to 5 when y'all would come up there, you and Tame, man. Respect.
That's what's up.
Salute.
I appreciate it, brother. We're working on some new stuff now, man. And
I already know that's the crack.
Definitely, right. And if everybody's joining us right now, we got Elder Sensei, you know what I'm saying, at the Artifacts live in the building. I mean, the legend live in the building, so you make sure you pay your respect, calling at 347-826-7722. I know you in the cab running around and everything, but you know what I'm saying, let everybody know what's up, what's going on with you, man. Tell us about the new videos and everything that's going on, El.
Well, I can tell y'all right now, the album is out, GT2, Global Takeover 2. The New World, produced by The Returners, straight from Poland, is a Poland release right now, but it's going to be in America the first week of September. We're trying to get it together right now, promoting it and everything. We're not trying to rush the release out here in America because, you know, Europe is a whole different thing, man. Them cats respond much quicker than we do. So they jumping on that. The video for one of the joints is out on YouTube. It's called Pain, and it's straight black and white, but it's more or less a message. And it's like on some street shit, but you can take it for what you want to take it for, but it's definitely something for what I thought about in my area, and I think my area is pretty much like anybody else's too.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Does anybody have any questions? L, while you guys are on the line and we have him, because I know he's running around and stuff. Anybody got any questions for L?
Yo, L, man, what's up with this collabo, B?
let's
get it in, baby. Like, come on, let's do this collabo. I got this album coming up. You know, it's good. Right now we got Talib's on it, Mims is on it. We got Gene Gray. We got
We got
Beanie Siegel too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to just have like niggas that just go in on it. So you know. Definitely. I get your info from Lush.
Yeah, I was gonna say she got all my info, so definitely hit me up on there, and we just go from there. It ain't nothing but a phone call and nothing but an email. Everybody acts like it's hard, like especially like if they don't know what I'm into. I'm like, look, just hit me up. It's easy.
Yeah. Nah, matter of fact, y'all can hit me up too, cause you know I'll be over there with L at the Swamp out in Jersey. I see L the Sensei on the regular. I see my man on the regular, cause we be in the same locale, undisclosed by the way, undisclosed location, but it is the Swamp King. Nah, it's dead serious about it. Shout out to Till Trees, but y'all can hit me up too, Future Cool 100, and I make sure L get what you need, man. If y'all trying to collab. This is a breakthrough right here, man. He's on the show right now. He's on here live. Y'all don't even know how it goes down, but I don't drop names like that. I'm not a name dropper, man. You know what I mean? But like cats see what it is when it happens though. That's how it's supposed to happen, man. Shout out to L, man. We respect you calling in while you cabbing it and making moves, man. That's big
there. I'm sitting with my man Yaz right now, straight from Japan. We in New York. We linking up doing some business. So, you know,
don't forget about the 1200 session with Chaos either. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to let y'all know something, too, before I get off the phone. And it's not like a shameless plug or nothing like that, but I just want to do a little promo right now. This Sunday, I'm going to be on Sirius Radio with my man DJ Eclipse from Fabby's Records. So if anybody want to hit me up on there. And August 1st at Rocksteady 33-year anniversary, Artifacts will be on stage. So anybody that's going to be in Jersey at the time, if you're from out of town, you listening to this right now, bring your ass down to Lincoln Park in Newark, New Jersey. There's going to be a lot of cats down there, Big Daddy Kane, EPMD, Artifacts, Fat Joe. I mean, there's going to be a lot of cats there, so y'all just come through. Yeah.
I'm lying. That's what it is.
You got to send me all that information and the flyer and all that information, L, so we can blast it out.
I just told Eclipse to give me the flyer and stuff when he's ready, because they confirming it today. So I should have all the info this weekend.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you, you know, coming through and everything. You know, I definitely love you to death.
I saw the text message you gave me, and I just got off the train and came through. I was like, oh, damn, let me call now. I'm here.
See, that's how much love I got right here. You see that? People love Lush Radio.
As soon as I got on the train, boom, bang.
That's what it is, man. I definitely want to see that collabo going on with you and Bad C, because that's definitely going to be high. I would love to hear that.
Let me tell you, see, yo, you had, for that one summer, dog, you had joints, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, what the fuck? I was like, no. And then I seen the digital album you had on Amalgam and shit. So I know, brother. Trust me, I follow you. I know.
Yeah, appreciate it, homie. Appreciate
you
it.
You was one of the first dudes. You was one of the first dudes to have a digital release, man.
Yeah,
a lot of
man.
People don't know that.
Yeah, man. Yo, salute to OG, bro. Salute to you, man. Salute.
I appreciate it. Hey, we got a lot of work to do, so we're gonna have
that's
more of these. I'm gonna definitely check you out. Where you at? You in New York or you still down south?
Nah, I was never down south. I'm in New York.
Oh, damn. Okay, I thought you were down in Virginia or something.
Nah. I went down there to fuck with Knots, but, you know, I'm Brooklyn born and raised. I live up top now, upstate New York.
Okay.
You know, I'm hop, skipping, and jump from the borough, so.
But, yeah,
you
get my info and stuff from her, from Lush, and, you know, and we on. Ain't nothing but that.
Sure. Yes, sir.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, Al. I'm going to call you on the flip side, all right?
Yeah, and I know you're going, yeah. You better do that. Because I know you're going to be out this way, so I don't want to hear you come on. I'm back home already. I ain't seen nobody.
Put that foot out there.
When you get up.
Put that foot out there.
Out there asking for Cinnabon? What?
I was telling Al to put that Twitter out there. Stop that. I was telling Al to throw that Twitter out there for everybody.
Throw that out there, Al.
Yeah, as soon as I get in, I'm about to be in my man's spot in a minute. I'm going to get online and I'm going to put that up.
Tell everybody your Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. Tell them your Twitter.
Okay. It's Elder Sensei at, slashtwitter.com, damn it. I'm on there. E-L-D-A-S-E-N-S-E-I, man. I'm on there. Holla at
me. Yeah, man.
Let my man Shaggy say, we go crack in the day.
I love you to death, man. We're gonna hit you on the flip side. And since we just had L, we're gonna go ahead and go to this song that he did. Shout out to Chill Trees and the whole squad out there. It's Be What It's Gonna Be. We're gonna play this joint, and then we're gonna play the joint from Nicolas Cage, Bad Seed. You know what I'm saying? That joint right there, everybody's a critic because it got Jean Grey and Mips on there, and they definitely was going in. Because some people were just critics for no reason. You know what I mean? What the hell? Is there somebody fighting? What's going on in the hood?
I ain't doing this time, Lush.
We're going to play Be What You Want to Be, and we're going to come right back with the Nicolas Cage to give us updates, man. Shut that dog up.
No warning when I
rock that's applied in the plan. Jot for my fans, hometown and my mans. Locally and totally better than so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new and rude member. Sharp like trimmers, smart like you remember. New year to simmer, burn all beginners. New top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rock the wild sender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda. Surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple mask to a great outlast any fame. All tracks laid as I smash in my train. Grade is the name, rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words, some jurors I burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the fist in the air. Light it up. On the 1, 2, 3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from a never called graded. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make the man put the tool. Homeschool's improving, industry chewing. Locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Foreign in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live, when I'm in the booth. Wave to the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shot draws. All let the hustle and connect. Poly game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the fist in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. Coming live and direct like crime and the jet. Infamous the streets like dimes of the past. On this, I write more than metal condition. Block mention the comments from YouTube attention. Mature statement, bread in the basement. Flow is a starter, never need no replacement. Sick like patient, MC chicken. Use my skills wisely, like I've been taking. Musical relations, married to the game. Lifetime warranty, always fit in flames. Lame, entertain fetish for my hunger. Unknown strength like dark and witty thunder. No main topic, reckless to wattage. HD frequency, clear if you got it. Acknowledge the rims, I put the verse. Elders in from the dirt, confirmed in every search. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors, I burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be.
Yeah, let's radio online. Thursday, we just live on the show. Patrick Kane, a.k.a. Bad T. You know what I'm saying? The whole squad up, yo. Shout out to all my DJs worldwide. Represent and respect your DJ. Represent your hood live on Lush Radio Online. We here in the building. You already know what it is, man. And shout out to AU DJs, man. Definitely shout out from AU DJs. AU DJs and part of AU DJs. You know, the African United DJs all around the world. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? This is one of, you know, Arrested Development. You know what I'm saying? They gave us a drop. Shout out to AU DJs.
Yo, this is a speech from Arrested Development, and you're in the mix with African United DJs, also known as AU DJs.
You already know what it is. AU DJs all day. You already know how it is. We wrote. So we're going back to the phone lines. Why do we live outside our means, man? You know what I mean? Look at this. Lux Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? Bad C, Elder Sensei, they connecting live on the show. How many times, Guru, have we connected cats on our show, man? Who does this, man? Seriously.
Tell them. You know, I don't know. They need some answers. They need guidance. Just log in.
Google, what up, baby? What's good?
They need some direction. They need direction.
Seriously. And you know what, though? I just want to say, everybody, that, you know, I really love all of the listeners and the people that definitely support the whole Lush Radio brand. We got a new edition of Lush Radio Online.
on Saturday. World premiere, highly anticipated. Emma of E2K Magazine will be doing E2K on the spot. She'll be talking about different issues in real life. And her first guest on the show is going to be AG from Digging in the Crates. You know, Fat Joe was also part of that situation, and we had him on the show also. So he's going to be live in the building. So we're also going to be broadcasting live from the Bronx in the studio. I'll be in the New York area broadcasting with her live on Saturday. So stay tuned for that. We'll either have it on live stream or Ustream, and we'll be live on Blog Talk also this Saturday at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying, in the evening, so check for that one. And also on top of that, Coast to Coast DJs, August 27th to the 29th, Coast to Coast DJs convention is going down. If you want more info or you want to sponsor or you want to booth, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and I can give you more information or log on to www.LushRadioOnline.com and check out events and get the information. Also, iDJ Radio is doing their award show. They're going to have the old to the new live there in August also. So for more information, log on to www.LushRadioOnline.com and check for that. Check out your favorite DJ. Go nominate them. They're live. All right, the nominations is up. Even though I ain't getting no nomination, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's why I'm going to do a Lush Radio Awards, man. Holla at me.
I nominate you, Lush. Lush, I nominate you, yo. Come get your award, girl. Come get it.
You get my vote on top. Off top, Lush Award.
The Lush Award.
when we do our Lush Radio Awards, it's coming up soon. When we do our joint, man, we gonna really represent the independent artists that's out there grinding that they don't get no recognition. And I've been watching a lot of cats grinding that ain't getting recognition like they should, but it is what it is. But we're going to switch the tables on these cats, real talk. But anyway,
yeah.
Shout out to all the DJs out there. Shout out to all the award shows, the real ones and the fake ones.
Holler
at us. Lush Radio Online.
Shout out to the Lush Awards, man.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
and yo, and shout out to all the chicks right now that got baby powder on their neck, too. Shout out to them.
Oh, shit.
I know you stupid. Oh, my God. So, Bad C, man, Nicholas Cage, man, tell the people. You know what I'm saying? A quick synopsis, you know, the people that don't know, you know, your whole history. Tell them about that. And also tell them what's new with you. Tell them what's new with you and what's going on so we can know out there, man. Because I know you just dropped a new video and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell the people about that. Even though, you know, you ain't sent me the single yet, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't mad at
you.
You
ain't got
you.
The record? I ain't give you the record.
Holla at me, though. Holla at me.
There's nowhere
you hear me?
In the world I ain't saying that. If you ain't got
Hello?
Now, you know, the album's called Brown Water. It's basically the concept came from all the bullshit that we've been programmed and fed over the last few years. It's making my stomach hurt. And I got to sit on the toilet and I got to shit on these niggas and it's not solid. It's going to be brown water. So that's the concept of the album.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I got a lot of Febreze, so it's all goody. But, you know, shout out to Clef Dollars. He doing a lot of the production, you know what I'm saying, out of VA. We got a couple good features on there, you know, just grinding hard. The single right now is called Yankee Fitted, featuring Tyler, Kweli, and Mims. We just shot the video. We shot Kweli's part a week ago, and then we shot Mims' part the Saturday it just passed. It's going to be really crazy. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be a minute before it's edited. Shout out to Picture Perfect, the director. He's real busy, so, you know, I got to wait on dude, but... other than that, you know, getting the video together, getting that out there, hopefully y'all see that soon. And we working on, you know, Mims is like my brother, so we working on his mixtape he got coming out, which is real hard. It's going to surprise a lot of people. You know, I just went down to Atlanta to sit with him and help him pick out records, hard shit. You know what I'm saying? And the mixtape is tentatively titled Suck My Dick. Because he's basically just like, look, let y'all know.
Man,
like,
so hard.
Yeah, because people got him pigeonholed in a box, and this is my man. Like, I know the nigga could go in. I got my money on dude. Like, but people get him
misconstrued because the nigga made some paper off of bubblegum type of a record, and they not really giving them a shot. So this right here, hopefully, at least people will be like, okay, raise the opera. Like, okay, well, dude, go in. You know, we did a lot of records for it. That should be coming soon. You know, just grinding, just keeping it going. Got the digital distribution deal for my company. I'm real excited about that. So everything will be out. I'm CEO. I'm putting it out when I feel like it. And you could get Yankee Fitted on iTunes too. By the way, everybody, it's only $1.29, man. The price of a cup of coffee. Let's go.
Wow, that's what it is, man. That's what it's called. Make sure that you support that. And we're going to go into this joint, Everybody's a Critic, because this joint is just funny as hell to me.
Yeah, that's the Everybody a Critic, produced by Knotts, featuring Mims and Jean Grey. Let's get into it. That's my shit.
And shout out to Knotts, because we're going to get him on the show. He just sent me his email. We're going to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, because even Rod Diggy even got a joint with him, so.
Yeah, they
you know,
go back. They've been going back, yeah.
Yeah,
he did
doing,
a lot of
doing,
shit.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of things. We definitely shout out to Knotts doing this one, too. And, you know, everybody's a critic. You know, some people shouldn't even be critics because you need to check yourself sometimes, you know. Jean Grey,
yeah.
She said, I'll beat your kid.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, I believe her. Like, I know she was. Still with all y'all kids, man.
Yo, we're about to play this on Everybody's a Critic. This has Bad Seed, Mims, and Jean Grey. And we're going to go to when we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. Stay locked,
yo,
baby.
Brooklyn, we back.
Man, I need to holler at you, man. We definitely got to do something for these critics, my nigga. Everybody's a critic right now, man. Everybody got something to say, man. If they ain't rapping, then they grandmother rapping. If they grandmother rapping, they grandfather rapping. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody want to criticize me for the shit I did. So I'm trying to holler at you, man. We need to hook up and do something for these motherfucking critics. You know what I mean? Get back at me, man.
We here.
Make music.
Right there, right there. Okay. And then I come in like, this flat was a pine box central. Heron on an instrumental. Six men in this bitch. I'm the man in this bitch. And nope, they can't stand it. Benzo mi culo. Nigga, that's Spanish. Kiss my black ass. You ain't understand it. Yep, yep. I'm back on my bullshit. Whoop your ass from the pew to the pulpit. You talk tough, but nope, you ain't gonna do shit. You foolish. I'm Tony Montana on the steps. I take all y'all bullets. You're not on test this effort. I play frisbee with your records, I confess it. I snatch your life, I do not want your necklace. Run, tell that email or text message. You soft like my girlfriend presses. Fuck bitches, get money, wait, that's sexist. I mean, fuck bitches, make them get money, that's it. I'm a rider, but my belt ain't fastened. I'm tired of y'all bastards. Mm-hmm, everybody a critic. To the mid act go, and the shit go flit it. Y'all internet dudes get fitted. Fatality, brutality. Fuck with me, lose calories and buckets of blood. That's what it does, it go down. Don't let the thing spin you around like Chris Brown. Woo! I know everybody a critic.
What?
I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
I know everybody a critic. I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
I know everybody a critic.
Uh-huh.
I know everybody a critic.
All black, that's the shade of the card. How y'all act. Y'all just hate on me hard, I'm all that. Why don't you fall back? Don't you see that I'm busy? Why don't you call back? If you get the picture, why don't you draw that? Since your homeboy raps, tell me what are his drawbacks. Since he better than me, then tell me where y'all at. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that? That. The flow stay dumb tight, dope stay dumb right. They tell me God bless you when I tell them goose untight. Mims, you dumb nice, I'm looking at dumb like. Oh, you don't know, man, I only need one mic. Although my neck shine, it ain't nothing like sunlight. Since I'm stupid rich, it's only right I rock dumb ice. You can't tell me nothing, man, see I got my funds right. First that ever did it, it ain't never been done twice. First 1 mil so, then 2 mil so. Then the biggest rap record jump on Billboard.
Who else could top the charts on the entrance? Mims and Phil won't go in the same sentence. I know everybody's a critic. Anybody, I mean, everybody can spit it. We all talk money, but everybody don't live it. They confuse bullshit with niggas being the shittest.
I know everybody a critic. 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 I know everybody a critic.
You know I could see critics back, tight edited letters. I get at them better than V for Vendetta. JD for president, rap resident asshole. I mean in brash tones, better mind dash those. I mean harass those, punks who get cash flow. Writing a bunch of bullshit, check the
cash.
Talk about me, hate me, rank me last. Say I stank and pass, y'all can doubt me. My last, I still bank cash. I'm a hustling motherfucker, bank on that. No press is bad press. I could get your address. I'll pee your home ID. Use my iPhone. MapQuest the map out. Best route to your home. Ever seen Jay and Silent Bob strike back? Like the ladies, man, 22. You said that. Just bitch, you shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of rap. Crack. Internet don't have your back. Come on. I'll beat the shit out of a little kid. I don't give a fuck. Parents should be monitoring what the fuck you're doing on the internet.
You fuck your
ass. I'll get a switch.
You will beat your kids' asses. You hear me? If you don't want to beat your kids, send them to the school of Jean Grey and she will beat your children for you. Okay? You need discipline for your children. Holler at Jean Grey. Shout out to my girl Jean Grey. Jean, stop playing with me and come on the show. I love you today. Did you see how she murdered that joint? Like, she's just hot. I love her. But, that's the only chick I put on the level of Lauryn Hill right now, yo. Word up. But anyway, I just had a Jean Grey moment. Back to the line. Back to the line, baby.
I know what you mean.
You know, but I mean, it is what it is, though. But we live in the building. And I definitely like that song, you know. I definitely like what she talk about. Because some kids do need to be beat, you know what I'm saying? You know, back in my day when I was coming up, there was no such thing as 911. But you hit your kid on the wrist or something, you know, they start crying and stuff. They want to lock you up. They want to take your kids from them. Nah, you need to ask them, beat that little kid's ass.
When we were coming up, when we was coming up, there was no such thing as disrespecting adults. There was no such thing as that. Like, the youth now is just so disrespectful. It's, like I told you before, like, you know, the crack baby grew up.
Yo, when I was coming up, I got the shit beat out of me.
Word. Like, chest cage.
Tension cord, switches, fists, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. A car,
that made you
TV.
Hard. That made you hard. That's what makes you hard. When you got a beating like that, you know what I'm saying? You was tough. You was a tough kid, you know what I mean? You could take them blows, you know what I mean? You could go to the body with me, and I eat them joints up, man. What's up?
My moms would beat me with my sister, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how real it was.
Yo, shout out to all the mom dudes that held it down. Real tough.
Yeah.
My mom was a little on the heavy side. She sat on my ass one time. So
yeah.
Shout out to the mom.
But that's good. That's why we grew up to be respectable young men. You know what I'm saying? We knew how to act. We knew how to act around adults. You know what I'm saying? And you knew that when she was talking to another adult, that you don't interrupt. You say, excuse me. Like, you don't just be like, mommy, I want a fruit roll-up. Nah, you say, excuse me, can I have a fruit roll-up? Excuse me, can I have a Capri Sun? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, yeah. Shout out to all the moms that bust their kids' ass on the daily, man. They just walk in the house and just whoop their ass. Sometimes you just need to walk in the house and just whoop their ass because they probably did something or they're about to do something. So that's basically
yeah,
the range.
Whoop their ass just for the hell of it, you know what I'm saying?
GP.
Just knock them out,
yeah.
You know?
Practice,
real,
yeah.
Real quick, you know, this is a Lush Radio public service announcement. If your child is being vexed and talking back to you, and it might be slightly disrespectful, I suggest that you cock your hand back and knock them the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. And this is our public service announcement on Lush Radio Online. Beat your children if necessary.
WhoopTheAss.com.
Beat them if they necessary. Beat your kids just because.
just because eventually they gonna fuck up. Just whoop that ass just because.
Beat
their ass. You don't want your children running around here acting a fool, acting like they don't have no home training. You want your kids to be disciplined, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you don't have to beat the mess out of them, but some of them, you got to just, some of the kids in the high school, I just want to go to the body on them. Because they be like, yo, I be like, what? I square up with you too. What's good?
Wasn't
you
no timeout. Wasn't no timeout coming up. Like, I wish my mom's gonna put me in timeout, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, white people, when they discipline, they get like, John,
Timmy,
John, like, come on, John. I don't want to tell you again, John. Mom,
Timmy, please,
yeah.
Stop it, Timmy.
Oh my God,
Timmy,
John,
please.
I can't believe you just said that. Oh my God, go to timeout now, John. Black
Real
person,
talk.
You said what? Well, I will knock the hell out of y'all. Will knock the black out your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
a black mother will whoop your butt. You know what I mean? All them temper tantrums that them kids be having. Oh hell no!
Like,
boy, I will beat the mess out. Hell no!
Talk, my mom's used to wait for me to get out of the shower, and she would come in the shower in the bathroom. I didn't even dry off yet. She got the belt. Like
you already
really
know.
I was on some Denzel in Glory shit. I was on some Kunta Kinte, Toby shit. Like, getting my sister, like, for real, yo. Like, to this day, I bring it up to her, she starts dying laughing, like, well,
You shouldn't have came home late. You downstairs playing Sega. You should have came upstairs, and you had to go to school the next day. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yo, see, the difference between American beatings and African beatings is, like, with African beatings, you know, it be beaten and then it's torture afterwards. Like, they be delivering mess out you. They be delivering mess out you. And then, you know, they go to your body. They actually go get a switch. Your father beat you. Your mother beat you. You might run around the house and they beat you again. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you might either have to do muscle failure training. Like, you put one finger down and one leg up. Or you might have to hold up a TV, one of them TVs, hold it up. Until you get muscle pain after you done got, like, several whippers and lashes. Or you got to hold up a chair. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crucial. Like, it's serious discipline, man. You know,
then,
American beatings ain't nothing.
And you don't want to fuck around with the Africans, too, because when you get beat and you laying on the floor, your parents are going to dance around you. They're going to do the Coming to America dance around you while you laying there. Like,
that
ain't good.
You were so ignorant.
Let them wait. I beat you, my son.
No.
I ain't even smoked yet. I gotta be here wilding, y'all.
Yo, y'all crazy as hell, man. Y'all crazy as hell. But you know, some kids do need old fashioned beatings, man. So Bansi, what is some of the things that's going to be popping for the summer for you that we need to look out for, and things that we definitely, you know what I'm saying, need to support you on out there? You know, any show, any new things? I mean, I know you got the mixtape and everything. You got the album and all that stuff, the mixtape and the video. Is there any other things, you know, is there any events coming up or anything we need to check out or stuff like that too?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, for the ladies, I'm doing a nude calendar. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was asking me if I wanted to do that, and you know, I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Let me shoot you, son. Word up. I will do it for free. Let me shoot you.
Nah. I ain't gonna do it. But I'm saying for the summer. Anywho, for the summer, you know, aside from being hot as hell, you know, we just gonna continue to record. You know, I'm not really trying to do, you know, shows and stuff just come up, but you know, I'd rather just focus on the material and make the fall and the winter everything it's supposed to be. You know, that was the forecast. We're gonna drop the album in September,
And, you know, expect other things coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm running around, man. Oh, yeah, and shout to you, Lush, and shout to Guru, and thanks for having me, you know, as usual. And shout to Cookie, the cookster, what up? And shout to everybody, man. You know, shout to everybody, yo. You know, you already know, man. Shout to Ebenisha.
Yo, thank you, man. You know, that's the squad. You mentioned in the whole squad.
Yeah, shout out to the Italians. I fucking love y'all, man. I fucking love y'all, Lush. Lush, give me a hug, Lush. God damn it. Come here, girl. Come here. Come here.
Yo,
Mama,
y'all
know.
Stupid.
Mama know. I know.
Yo, you crazy. We about to go into our segment called the Ghetto Movie Review. The Ghetto Movie Reviews, you know, we basically talk about new movies coming up or movies that we did see, you know. So we're going to talk about them. Okay, so lately, movies that came out, you know what I'm saying? We know Jaden Smith came out with the movie Karate Kid. An excellent movie, you know what I'm saying? He did an excellent job. If the boy doesn't get an award, I think I might have a bitch fit, you know what I'm saying? Because he deserved it. He did a great job. The only thing I just didn't understand was how is a little boy from the hood leaving and going to China out the blue. It just ain't make sense to me. But he whooped ass in the movie. Jackie Chan did a different role that we don't accept. You know what I'm saying? We never usually see him in a movie that's kind of like emotional. We always see like martial art comedies. So he did an excellent job. And our girl from Hustle and Flow with the fat booty was in there too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know what I mean? It was hot. You know what I mean? So just make sure you check it out. You know what I mean? Jaden,
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It's more like, you know what I mean?
Know,
check
like
it out.
Remake?
Why?
Remakes, I don't know. That's like remix certain shit you just
man,
don't touch.
Man, listen, son. I'm telling you, I put an official stamp on it. I saw the movie twice because it was good.
So you would go see the remake of Scarface. If they made a remake of Scarface, like certain shit you just don't touch. Like, leave it alone. Daniel son came, saw, whooped ass for three movies. Like, why y'all trying to bring him back? And then Black at that. Last time I checked,
on,
he was the Italian
on,
nigga named Ralph
on,
Macchio.
Hold on. Everybody loves Ralph Macchio. You know what I'm saying? Wax on, wax off. The cream joint. You know all that. We love you, Ralph Macchio. You know what I'm saying? I even know the theme song, the joint. You know what I mean? All that. I take it back. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, why we can't do no martial arts? I'm black. I like martial arts. I wanted to see a black kid in the joint. So shout out to Jaden Smith. I don't care what y'all say. Go watch the movie because I said so. The girl
no, yeah, shout out to Jaden. That movie rock. Shout out.
Yeah,
no, he a little star now, too.
They should have flipped it, though. Like, don't call it the Karate Kid. Call it something else.
Should have called
like,
it the Black Jaden Kid.
Give it a different identity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give it a different identity. I'm like, you know, he did his thing, but give him a different identity. Like, who else you gonna get to play Tony Montana? What next? They gonna do Scarface over? They gonna get
I think I'm open for that cast though.
Nah, they gonna go get Cedric the Entertainer. Like, they gonna go get him to play Scarface.
Wow.
That's true. You gotta leave that alone. You can't touch Scarface, man.
Yeah, like,
no. That's like trying to redo Boys in the Hood. You can't redo that.
Yeah,
we're
white people.
Oh,
I'm sorry, yo.
Wow.
Boys and Hood white people.
Ben Stiller plays Trey.
Oh, wow, wow, for that one.
The part two of the Ghetto Reviews is Day and Night. Day and Night, you know, you got Cameron Diaz in the movie, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she actually played in that movie, Charlie's Angels, you know. I still kind of see her as a ditzy blonde chick, but you know what I mean? I never thought she was sexy. She kind of looked like a scarecrow or something in the face. I don't know, but she's not hot to me. You know what I mean? I don't know what Justin Timberlake was looking at, but, you know, it is what it is. But, besides that, you know, your man Tom Cruise, you know, he don't got it no more. He don't got it like that no more. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm about to see Sean Connery from James Bond do an action movie or Harrison Ford versus Tom Cruise. He don't got it no more. That movie was terrible. It was gets like five thumbs down. You know what I mean? It was terrible. You know what I mean? It's one of those joints you got to bootleg because it was garbage.
Yo, but you know what, though? They got to keep up with their stars. You know, they're trying to keep up with Denzel. You know, Denzel's still kicking it strong.
Yo, the only thing that I could say that was, like, the stupid humor in it, that the only thing that kind of, like, kept you going on it, but other than that, it was very stupid. You know, I don't recommend watching the movie. I think it's stupid. Now, the movie came out, the highly anticipated movie of the year. You know what I'm saying? This movie came and based off of, you know, the cartoon Avatar. Now, the other movie, Avatar, that came out, you know, because of copyright infringement and stuff like that, they couldn't call it. They called it The Last Airbender or whatever, but really it's called Avatar The Last Airbender. So this movie is coming out. It's based on a Nickelodeon cartoon, and it has different chapters of the book. But, you know, they definitely, you've noticed that a lot of the martial arts and the comic books and everything, they're doing all these remakes of it and stuff like that and doing live versions of it. And I think that this movie is going to be hot from the previews and stuff. And the crazy thing about it is, like, Shyamalan, the Indian guy or whatever his name is, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
his name Yang.
You know, your man did the movie, you know, the Lady in the Water, which was a dumb movie again. You know, I think he did Signs and some other movies. You know, some movies he did, he was all right. But he's just another one like, who's those other guys? Like, he's like Spike Lee that likes to be shown in the movies, you know what I'm saying? Be in his own movies, just like Steven Spielberg, you know, not Steven Spielberg, Stephen King. They like to be in their movies. Like, why you just can't fall back? Why you got to be in the movie? You can't act, direct, play. That's why I say people need to stay in their lane. Stay in your lane. Why you got to be in your movie? Let the actors act. That's their job. Be a director.
Who do that?
Anyway. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, the movie is highly anticipated. I think it's going to be hot. All the kids is ready for it. I'm ready for it because I'm a big geek, and I love cartoons, and I actually watched the episode.
Yo, shout out to the Avatar. You know what I'm saying? BBNB. I got this special sneak peek seen it a couple days ago. So, you know,
Can you give your review on it?
Because
I haven't seen it yet. And so when I get
to New York, I'm going to go. I'm biased. I'm going to be biased because I own the whole goddamn Nickelodeon Avatar collection. The movie was hot to me. It was hot. Hey, yeah, I said it. I'm a man and I like cartoons, damn it. It was hot. Me and my daughter watches that. Yeah. We try to airbend. That's what we do.
That's what it is, man. All I'm saying is the boy that plays when he exposed that, he actually found that boy like on the internet. The boy, you know, never really had any like, you know, talent, like never did like any any auditions before. He never did any auditions, but he said he submitted a video, I guess, through YouTube or something, and he dressed up like Ing and all that stuff, so he casted him as the part. And I think he did from what I've seen, he looked like he did a great job and stuff, and the boy actually knows martial arts, for real.
Yeah, he really did. I ain't going to ruin the movie. The movie was great. I mean, you know, to each his own, you got to have your critics out there, but me, I loved the movie. I did.
I, the only thing I didn't like is that these are supposed to be Asian characters, and I've seen a lot of Indian people in the joint, so I'm just saying, what's up? You know what I'm saying? What's up with the Hindus? What's going on with the Indians? Well, anyway, shout out to the Indian people. there's a lot of Indians in that joint.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here with Indian that people. One.
Wow.
But that's the end of the ghetto reviews on Lush Radio Online. You know, pick and choose what you want to see. Well, we put a stamp on Jaden Smith's Karate Kid, and we put a stamp on, you know, The Last Airbender. But day and night, don't spend your money, because if you do, I smack the hell out your ass myself. Shit. For real. And the other last thing that I wanted to bring y'all aware of, I don't know if this is a trailer or not, but they're supposed to be doing a remake of Mortal Kombat now, the Rebirth. And I've seen it on YouTube, and it's crazy right now because they got everybody on there. They got Bison. They have, you know, Katana. They got a freaking Scorpion. They got everybody, and they got
they got everybody, and they basically explain how everybody got to where they got to be and everything. So I think it's going to be hot. You know, I hope it comes out, but you know how films are. But if you go on YouTube, it's called Mortal Kombat The Rebirth, and I think it's hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm always into that stuff, like, you know, finish him. Smokey!
See your fatalities. Oh, shit.
Yo, shout out to all the gamers out there, for real, man. Ain't nothing wrong if you're a grown-ass man and you play video games and you're a grown-ass woman and you watch cartoons, because I do. I watch Cartoon Network, so hate me. I don't care. Watch out. Shout out to this
squad
out there. I'm a grown-ass woman. I watch cartoons, son. For real. I watch anime all day. Holler at me, son. For real. Kimmy, and you, and
shout
you
out to the Boondocks, man.
And you Nasha. And you Nasha. Yo, what's up? Yo, Bleach, all that. See me, son. It is what it is. But let's get the fuck out of here Fridays. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to dig deep inside your soul and think about all the fucked up shit that happened this past week. And I want y'all to go in hard as hell, like you've never gone before, on Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. And I want you to rip it so hard that you actually rip it. And you might actually have a little bit of fart coming out your ass, ripping. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio Online, Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. Now, if you feel like somebody's pissed you off, or you feel like people just don't, just get on your nerves and you just can't stand them, or something just you just seen that just made you just want to say, get the fuck out of here, call in at 347-826-7722 and tell them, get the fuck out of here. So, Guru, man, go in, because I know you said you was ready to get the fuck, tell them to get the fuck out of here about something, man, because I know you was going in this past week, Guru. Let them know what's good. Guru, you there? Did we lose Guru? All right, Guru. I think Guru out there working and stuff. You know, he on his 9-to-5 thing. So I'm here with my homeboys in the building. I'm going to let Bugsy go first. Bugsy, I know some people done pissed you off this week. I know you done seen some fucked up ass shit this week. Go ahead.
Most definitely, man. And actually, it's one for my cousin, man. I told him I was going to put him on blast this week, man. Last Saturday, you know, we happened to take the little ones out. You know, I had my little man out there with the bucket matching the joint. You know, he had his little youngies out there, but my man, I told him we ain't in the hood no more. My cousin out there with the wife beater basketball shorts and some Timbs on. You dig me? Like, where the Timbs come in? You got forces laid out, man. It's too hot for these Timbs, man. Feet smell like hot popcorn. You dig? Like, get the fuck out of here with these Timbs, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't do them shit on hot days. We out the hood, baby, you know?
Wow. How you wearing Timbs in the summertime, though? Who does that? Where they do that at? I don't understand that. They don't even... What? Hot Timbs in the summer. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. That is retarded. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here with that one. Go ahead and get them. Go ahead and get them, Wada Lovey. Get them.
Yo, man, mine got to be, if y'all been following Cleveland, for all those individuals that's been dick riding LBJ with these corny-ass songs they making on TV. Man, get the fuck out of here for all that bullshit. Damn it, sign me. I'm your next free agent. Shit. Fuck out of here.
Wow, that's crazy. If we got Google back on the line with us, man, because I got an important announcement if you're looking for something to do on the 4th of July if you're in the Brooklyn area. Google, you back on the line with us, man?
Yeah, Guru back in the building, man. I hear y'all going in on Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. What up?
Yeah, man, go ahead and tell them why they should get the fuck out of here, Guru.
Damn, I was just bugging out on the one he was talking about with the Thames or I, because that came to my mind when I saw this cat the other day that had on the shorts, and he had on the Gore-Tex, but he was looking hot as hell. Like, yeah, everything was hot up until you looked at the Gore-Tex, the hot-top Gore-Tex, like he was really doing it. Like, so get the fuck out of here with the hot boots right now, man. You're making me hot, man. Get out of here, man.
Wow, that's real talk. Real quick announcement to let you guys know.
There's going to be the third annual Brooklyn Music Festival performing live this Sunday, July the 4th, in New York, Brooklyn, New York. It's going to be Shaggy, Shabba Ranks, B.O.B. It's going to be Barrington Levy, Marcia Griffin, Tom Matterhorn, Natural Black, Tanya Steffens, Ding Dong, Assassin, Rick Blaze, Little Hero, The Veil, Yellow Man, Gregory Isaacs, The Angel, and Lady Saul. And the gates open at 12 noon, showtime at 1 p.m. It's in Floyd Bennett Field, Flatbush Avenue South, Brooklyn, New York, 11234. For tickets and info, call 718-282-8041. You want to holler at B.O.B. or any of these cats, and you're into the reggae music, fire burn! And you need to go call them at 718-282-8041. You know what I mean? Floyd Bennett Field, Flatbush, South Brooklyn, New York, 11234, Sunday, July 4th, 2010. See you there. Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And it's crazy right now, man. July 4th is crazy. Fireworks popping. Don't pop your hand off. Because if you do pop your hand off with a firework, then get the fuck out of here because you're not a professional. For real. You know what I mean? Seriously. You know what I mean? I definitely shout out to all the guests that called into the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's get the fuck out of here Fridays. My get the fuck out of here Fridays is, man, get the fuck out of here when you put so much into a relationship, right, and you try your best to do everything right, but it's never good enough. You know what I'm saying? Or people just, you know, they just don't understand. Like, they don't have common sense, man. Get the fuck out of here with people that don't got common sense, man. Get the fuck out of here. I can't stand y'all. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all fucking hurt my head.
Seriously.
You know?
Buy your girl a Lush shirt on top of that. Buy your girl a Lush Radio shirt. She'll love you for it. Get the fuck out of here. That button, man. If you do that button for that 25, get the fuck out of here. If you don't think the money belongs on our hands for our shirts, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Money. Yeah.
Yo,
baby,
I don't know whose baby that's crying right there, but you know what? That baby crying skills, a shout out to all y'all skirt ass niggas that be crying about everything, man. Get the fuck out of here, you little skirt. Go suck on your mama breast, man. Go grab a titty or something, man. Go get that Similac off your mouth. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, get the fuck out of here to all them niggas who really just enjoy working at 9 to 5. Y'all happy with that shit. Fuck out of here.
Wow. Mm. Wow. You just born in. Like, they can't feed their kids, though. It was really good. Like, damn. Hey, yo, this is
crazy. I'm going in like that because they don't care. 9 to 5.
Get the fuck out of here for BP trying to get these people to waive their rights and stuff to clean up this mess that they done started, and they got these people getting cancer and all kinds of crazy stuff off of these chemicals that's in there, man, and they waiving their rights and stuff to sue them, man. Get the fuck out of here, BP. You know what the fuck you did, man. Y'all did that shit on a purpose. Get the fuck out of here, man, for real. Get the fuck out of here, BP.
Speaking of BP, for everybody that's still getting gas at BP, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? For y'all niggas that just can't even take an extra mile down the road to the next gas station, man, get the fuck out of here. You still giving them money?
Wow.
Yeah, man, these cats are still eating and stuff while people suffering and stuff. I'm hearing commercials on it. Yeah, I'm so-and-so, and I'm in charge of giving people checks, man. People's just dying right now, son. People's lives and stuff, they allowing Americans to die and stuff off of this shit. This shit is going from the go all the way to Louisiana. Louisiana already got hit with Katrina. They still ain't recovered from that. And now you messing up the water where most of them get their crash and all. Like, y'all crazy, man. All this is population control, and you think we ain't paying attention, man. Get the fuck out of here because we fighting against the machine, man. Get the fuck out of here, for real. Seriously, man. fuck out of here to all them politicians that be lying like shit when you know you ain't doing nothing, man. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously. Shout out to that. Get the fuck out of here with the educational system that don't really try to train our kids to really survive in this everyday single world instead of just brainwashing them with nonsense that they can't even use in the regular real work field, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. It's all a setup for failure. Get the fuck out of here. I'm just fucking mad. Yo, and get the fuck out of here. If I come to New York and y'all cats ain't ready to do business and y'all cats in here playing games and stuff, don't call my phone talking about, yeah, Lush, I need to be on your show. First and foremost, let's handle this business first, man. Don't tell me what I should do. I don't owe you shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. You want to do business, call me on my phone direct. 248-2571 or hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com or hit up Google 100 and he'll get at me and you already know what it is. Follow the chain of man or get the fuck out of here. For real. You know?
If one of us asks you to be, if you want to be a sponsor for this show and you clam up like your tongue just got lost in the motherfucking ocean. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you stupid?
Sponsors on deck, man. If you want to be a sponsor, I'll holler. Yeah, we hope we're looking for sponsors. Yeah, to the table. I know we here. Yeah. We here for y'all.
Yeah, and shout out to Cut Cash Show. You know, I told him I was going to play his song, Let's Ride. So I'm going to play it today, man. I want to know if y'all, how y'all feel about it, if it's hot or not. Because, you know, we played the other joint, you know, and we gave him some feedback. So we're going to play the second joint right here. It's called Let's Ride. Let me know what y'all think about this joint.
Let's Ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Chain whipping, chinny pink dripping. I know I'm from the east and they got me flip flipping. Got hoes on deck and I'm parking a lot pimping. Know my slim thug and your boy still tipping. Got me 45 gripping. Big body switching. Backseat getting love. Got these chicks licking. In and out of lanes, you would think I play dipping. Hitting high gears and I got my whip shipping. Got me 100 miles of running. You hitting it nothing. Initials on the wheels and I gotta play something. And watch I pull off and trust the girls love it. Creep on my seat, I'll squeeze, I ain't bluffing. Hit me from afar cause I got the beat buffing. Bass in the car, it'll get the block jumping. Ride it to myself cause I don't fuck with nothing.
Ride it to myself cause I don't fuck with nothing.
That's right. Choosing that I-95 with a pretty young thing that's by my side. Let's ride. Love it, tear your side. You say you wanna leave but you tell a lie. Let's ride. Black to beat out behind high. It's the one with the base of hate when I come by. Let's ride. Checking me from the sidelines. I got what you need, play, I can provide. Let's ride. Talking about my mama, flow so slaughter. Your wife is my chick, you all know you better call her. Think she's a freak, she just doing what I told her. Speeding through the city, I break the damn locker. Going safe to stay home, boy, break the orders. Ears look like piss mixed with frozen water. Lip gloss is popping, gotta let my mama. Name Mary J, she don't want no drama. Hot like a sauna, doing what I wanna. Black widow try to check me, but I'm not the father. Groupies wanna holler, but I don't bother. Trying to get my money up and get a big sponsor. Doing big things, no, standing on my corner. Flying across seas and recording on my charter. Thinking big million, thinking just dollars. Yes, I got that tell I'm on my motherfucking problem.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I don't know, man. What y'all think about that joint, yeah?
Man, I gotta go first. Let's Guru.
Yeah, go.
Man, listen, man. I usually tell it like it is, man. If it grabbed me, it grabbed me. That really didn't grab me. And I was trying to wait for that hook in that chorus, and then that's when I really went like, nah, like because, I mean, I could see a female should be on that hook, like if anything, like change it up, not. Out of a real bunch of guys on that chorus, because that kind of takes away from the track, and you know, kind of lost me right there, man. If I was, I mean, you know, I would change the station, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be real. That hook didn't get me right there. I'll be checking for hooks and everything, man, and not just verses, because I know it's a total package out here. You got to have a total package, so, I mean, I can't even go B-side with that, yo.
Yo, what you think about that, Bugsy?
Oh, man, I'm to be honest, I like that beat better than last week's beat.
All right, just talking about the beat. Mm.
I'm sorry.
Look. you know, you be a public and you try to just get your opinion short and sweet. You got that one ignorant friend that just be laughing all loud, so you can't help but to laugh at somebody's face. Like, let's see that friend, man. If you want everything, you know, break something down in person to somebody in a nice, you know, same fashion way, don't bring much with you, man, because you're going to start laughing and, you know.
Yeah, we ain't really clowning you, man. We want you to stay with us, man. You know, stay with us.
This is the thing, right? Puck Castro, no, I love him to death. I love him to death as an individual. But I'll be honest with you, boo. This song was all over the place. I didn't know where it started, where it ended, where it began, where the middle part was. I didn't know where the chorus was. It was all over the place. A song has to have transitions. You got to have a start point, a climax, and an end point. In the first 30 seconds of the song, you have to be able to catch and say, yo, you either vibing with it or you feel like you're going to repeat the song in your mind, and this song didn't get me. One thing, it was better than last week's song, but actually, no, the beat was better than last week, but I don't know. I think I actually even like last week's song versus this joint, for real. Because last week's song was more catchy to me, like, but
yeah,
this
definitely.
Yeah, it was more catchy, like, you know what I'm saying? I could see, like, some placement for that, but this song right here, like, it was just too all over the place. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't know where it ended and where it began. Like, I was, like, lost. Like, I was, like, gone off this song. Seriously. You know, The thing is, on Lush Radio Online, we don't try to tear no artists down. All we try to do is give corrective criticism, because all we want you to do is come with us with great music. And we want to be able to be, you know, say that, yo, this is something we can definitely place in something, or, you know, if we're feeling it hard body, we can try to, you know, push it. But that joint was just all over the place. And if you were submitting that to, you know, to regular radio, they wouldn't even play it. But we playing it. I'm giving you the opportunity to play it. But it's just, it was all over the place. And that's that. You know, I want to hear more. I want to hear more. You know, I need something different than that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But that one was all over the place. Like that song. Nah, that joint gets a nod tonight on the show. That gets a nod. But I gave the other joint like a little H from last week. I like listening to the last week's song than this joint. This one was, I don't know. I don't even have no words for that joint right now. I'm just done. That just like fucked me up today, for real. I'll be honest. But I'm gonna go into Slipstar song. He got a new song called Ain't Safe, and I want to know what you feel about this joint. We about to go into that one.
I separate the real from imposters. I'm hard to beat, I rep these streets. It's on, nigga, fuck all that criticize me. I break them down like an acronym, R.I.P. Flip star, the son of the fat man, the six-time fella, the black John Lennon. You know the drill, it, one shot really, yeah. Freddy in my pocket and these yummies all over my dilly. House on the hilly, see the whole city. The rich white neighbors named Robert and Billy. Fuck round here, guns buck round here. Money making, pocket fat like clumps round here. Yeah.
I'm masterpiece, hype man, not the right man, you best believe it. I ain't the rapper who get robbed and get put on the tape. I'm the rapper with the gun in your face. Okay, hardy hard hard. See you laying in the box in that long black car.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Everybody, your blood clot.
From AM to PM, every day is a gunshot.
Rappers in the game trying to play like they hustle.
Well, I'm a hustler in the game.
Hitting money with Busta.
Y'all got a twisted thing. Spliff don't get it.
Well, Spliff got more than you niggas, so either did it.
No homo.
Cut in front, groups or solo. Murder motherfuckers, and I do it on my dolo. I'm just that nigga. So what the rap, I clap that nigga. Burn, baby, burn. Now I fear no evil. I'm rich, bitch. My pocket full of dead white people.
Aren't you the hate man?
Nah, bitch, the right man. The one with the 44 that sound like lightning.
Let me know if it's hot or not. What you think about it, man? We're going to go and open up the live for Guru and Bugsy. What y'all think about that joint from Split Star? What y'all think about that?
You already know, man. Split getting the capital H on that, man. You know, he brought it hot body, man.
You give him a capital H? Guru, what you do? What you giving him?
He got the commercial popping.
Oh, what'd you say, Google?
No, I say I think Google got the commercial popping.
He must got a commercial popping or something. I don't know what he's doing over there. He must be doing something. Wow. But yo, I mean, I think it was cool, but it's not that it song though for Split Star. That's not the it song for Split Star. Because I've heard a lot of stuff that he's done. I don't think that's that it song for him, but I think he gets a little H from me today. He don't get a big H, but he get a little H. I think that's not that it song, but it's definitely a song to sit and ride to and stuff. And everything. I think it's a song to sit and ride to. You know, and that's how it is. The hot or not this Friday. I just say, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? 4th of July around the corner. Let's get it popping. Let's pop the bottles. Let's get it in. You know what I mean? It's Lush Radio Online, man. Who cares, man? You know, long hair don't care. Bitch.
Let's change.
You know what I'm saying? We live on Lush Radio, man, and we about to get the fuck out of here, Swiss Beast, when I step in the club. You know you dead wrong, Swiss. Swizzy. You know you wrong, Swizzy. Well, we out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Swizzy. Getting Alicia Keys pregnant right after you just had a baby. Get the fuck out of here. Swizzy. I love you, Bugsy, man. We out of here, son. I'm going to check for you, man. I'll have you, man. If you can get to New York, man, let's check each other, man. It is what it is, man. Let's go.
When I step in the club, when I step in the club, when I step in the club.
the club, hands go up, hands go up. Henny to match. I'ma buy the ball, baby, how about that? My car outside, yeah, the doors go up. I stepped in the club, yeah, the hands go up. Hey, how low can you go, huh? How low can you really touch the flow? Hey, take a DJ to mix it some more. The Henny got me going, think I want some more. How low can you go? Do you really wanna go? Can you really touch the flow? Then let me see you get some more.